The Lake Chelan School District is continuing to phase in more face-to-face classroom learning for its students, but they're also facing the challenges of rising COVID-19 cases in the county. School Superintendent Barry DePauli says they're still planning for additional students to return to the classroom in December.
On the 19th, we brought in pre-K through first and went very well. We waited 3 weeks as per the guidelines of the health district. And on the 9th of November, just this past Monday, second through sixth grade, we decided on the 7th we would bring back 7th and 8th grade, and that championed by our health district.
Chelan High School students were also on the list to return in December, but that's been delayed due to the pandemic.
The reason that we can't bring our high school back, one is we can't cohort that group. But when you bring a high school student in, that schedule means that kids are shifting every class and they're mixing, and that just doesn't go well with the health district because that's really promoting the virus. Even with mitigation, they feel like we hold off on that. So the other issue, of course, is transmission. Transmission rates are up. We're seeing the same spike as the state, the country. Chelan County's higher than the state.
DePauli says the school board met Tuesday evening, and they're reluctant to set a date for high school students to return at this time. Wenatchee School District has announced their high school won't open for classroom learning until the end of January. For younger students in Chelan, however, DePauli says they're asking for families' help as they continue to try and keep classrooms open.
We're going to use what we call a fast pass, which is a screening tool they can use at home. So they're going to go through all the COVID symptoms on a checkbox, and we'll do the temperature checks at school, and that's to help with the efficiency of getting our kids in. Mm-hmm. So really want to ask our parents to be vigilant about that. We're also going to be sending home the latest screening tool for parents to follow. So if there is a symptom, they'll know exactly what to do.
KOZI will have more information about school reopening plans as it becomes available. Celeste Hankins reporting for KOZI.